My name is Dr. Shack, and I'm getting some help with a cardiology case. I'm in the jungles of South America. Do you copy? Okay, Roger, Roger. I am in the jungles of, and I have a patient with atrial fibrillation. Do you copy? Yes, this is a 76-year-old white woman. Do you copy?
Do you also copy the wife of her atrial fibrillation?
The the ventricular response is approximately 120. Varies from, do you copy? Yes, I copy. The complicating problem is she's already on 0.125 milligrams of digoxin QD. Do you copy? Yes, I copy. She's also on quinaglute and dilantin. Do you copy?
Would you repeat those medications? Over.
Yes, she's also on dilantin and on quinaglute. Quinaglute. Do you copy?
Thank you.
I'm having difficulty hearing you right now. I heard you say that the digitalist regimen was good to continue and that it would be advisable to discontinue the quinaglute. This is correct? Is this what you said? Over.
That is what I said. I believe that you should
have trouble hearing, but I think you said that by discontinuing the quinaglute, we would avoid a potential cardiac arrest, and that by using the digitalis as you described, we would be able to reduce the ventricular response to about 94, or approximately 94. Is that what you said? Over.
Okay.
What about the use of Dilantin? What about the use of Dilantin in this situation? Do you recommend continuing? Over. Dilantin is being used as an anti-arrhythmic agent. However, I don't feel that it is a problem to continue the Dilantin. Would you please repeat the digitalis regimen that you mentioned a few moments ago? Would you please repeat that? Over.
I recommend that you continue to dilate all of your energy. The doctor should consider
saying give 0.50 milligrams digoxin and then repeat that dose in 6 hours, in 4 to 6 hours, and then titrate every 4 to 6 hours to a comfortable ventricular response that makes her comfortable, is what you're saying, right? Is that correct? Over.
Correctly. I will repeat once again,
Okay, I read you there. Thank you. It has been a considerable problem because she is anorexic and not taking adequate nutrition, and it's been difficult, and losing weight, and been difficult to provide her appetizing foods with a no-salt or very low-salt diet. Do you copy? Quinaglute does cause her to be anorexic. Have evidence that the quinaglute does cause her to be anorexic, and so that problem should resolve when we DC the quinaglute. She also does have premature ventricular contractions at times greater than 6 per minute. What is your consideration? Over. Quinaglute does make her anorexic. It has happened before. So we feel that is the appropriate action to take. Other things tried are oxygen, low flow, times about 30 minutes, perhaps once, twice a day. This seems to be beneficial. Do you recommend more or less use of oxygen therapy? Over. Do you copy? Do you copy?
Okay, we're back in, Doctor. Go ahead, Doctor. You have to repeat that again, please. We did have two RM and a red
She has, do you copy? Do you copy? Yes, this woman has approximately 80 pack years of cigarette smoking and has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, and I believe this contributes to her dyspnea, and would like to know if oxygen therapy would be beneficial in this situation, or do you think not? Over. First name and are you at the Veterans Hospital? Thank you very much. We certainly appreciate your help. We're here in the jungles in South America, the agricultural missionary project I'm working at, and we have no facilities at present like an EKG, which we are expecting to get one very soon, and you've been very, very helpful to us, and we certainly appreciate you. You've been a great benefit, especially to a very sick woman. We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Roger, W7KLM, WD6MID, Portal AR3. We'd like to thank the doctor very much, and would hate to keep him.